Welcome to Suffolk Matters, where all of Suffolk County meets the men and women of Suffolk AME. News, opinions, and insights you won't hear anywhere else. Here's your host, the president of New York's largest independent union, Suffolk AME's Dan Levler.
Welcome to another edition of Suffolk Matters on Walk 97.5 and 94.3 The Shark, where Suffolk County meets the men and women of Suffolk AME. News and views you can't hear anywhere else.
So my guest this morning is Corey Roberts, and Corey Roberts is with Race Awesome. He's the director for the Suffolk County Marathon. Good morning, Corey. Thanks
good
for joining
morning.
Us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so listen, Race Awesome, Suffolk County Marathon, a lot to unpack there. We want to just start with, I guess, the Veteran Run Series because, you know, we're coming up on the 10th anniversary. But let's talk about Race Awesome, what Race Awesome does in relation to this marathon and you know, just get into the history a little bit.
So Race Awesome produces and manages the Suffolk County Marathon. It's a bid process to get awarded the marathon.
Like typical government services.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies bid on it. We bid on it back in 2019, and we put in a pretty big change in our proposal to what the race had been previously. The race previously had a course that went, well, I think from the first year, it went from Heckscher to Patchogue and back to Heckscher.
Right.
And then the following years, it went from Patchogue to Heckscher and back to Patchogue.
Yeah.
And I'm not from Long Island, but I know Long Island's beautiful, and I've been living here since 2004.
Right.
And every day I would, or every other day kind of thing, I would drive over the Robert Moses Causeway.
Right.
And I was like, man, this is stunning.
Beautiful.
Someone should do a race here.
Yeah.
And that was what made me bid on the Suffolk County Marathon. I just thought if there was ever a race that could shut down the Robert Moses Causeway and run over these bridges,
right,
it's this event. So, we have great partnerships with the town of Babylon. We start in Babylon Village, actually, and we go out to the Robert Moses Causeway, cross over, and we come back to Gardiner County Park. And the reason why we chose Babylon was the fact that it's very easy for somebody who's maybe in the city,
right,
to get to the race.
Sure.
Not that it's the end of the line, but it's the end of full electric, right? We're not diesel electric. So it allows for them to get to the race site easy. And we have great support from Suffolk Bus, and we run shuttles to get everyone around back to the train station at the end. So it's just amazing.
And this marathon can count towards, you know, so there's folks that run these marathons all the time, right? And they have to do certain amounts.
Yeah, so we are a certified course, mm-hmm, with USA Track and Field. A lot of people will use these marathons to qualify for Boston. Like, that's the big, mm-hmm, one. Like, everybody wants to get to Boston.
Yep.
This is a great race to come and do and qualify for Boston.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, it's just interesting to me, the significance on a marathon in general, right? Like, people running, and this is like, it's its own subculture, so to speak. All walks of life, different to young, old, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's people that are running all the time, and you know, I mean, you're in that life. You're you know, part of that whole community. Let's talk a little bit about that.
We offer at the race, we do a kids 1K on on the day before the actual marathon on the Saturday, which is the 19th this year. We have a 1K and a 5K, and then on Sunday we offer a 10K, half marathon, and marathon. So really, anybody can be a participant of this event, whether they're just starting out or they're going the full distance. The only thing is, if you want to step foot on the bridge, you have to go for the half marathon or longer.
Right.
The 10K is kind of like a little bit of a tease. It U-turns at the bottom of the bridge, so you don't get to get on the bridge.
Right,
so
right.
We actually have that in our registration process, that when someone signs up for the 10K, they have to tick a box acknowledging the fact that they don't get on the bridge. And we do that because, you know, we do a very strong promotion of what we call run the bridges.
Yeah.
And we just don't want to disappoint people.
Sure, sure. No, that makes sense. And listen, I'm aware of some folks who sign up just for this event because of what it supports, right? And it's, you know, so Suffolk County has a very large, one of the largest veteran populations in the country. And, you know, so there are a ton of organizations on Long Island that support veterans in various different ways, nonprofits, right, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And so folks will get involved simply to help, you know, they know someone in their life, maybe they're a veteran themselves, whatever. And there are people that'll sign up and they'll walk the event rather than run it. Like, they're not trying to qualify for anything. They're not trying to, you know, hit some sort of timeline or anything else. It's just about supporting. But I think it's worth noting that this year it's been, you know, since its inception, it's over $1 million raised for these various veterans services. And while you guys, you know, I guess organize and you put the whole race together and you sit on top, and I think you guys handle things like, you know, timing and, you know, like, so you know what runner, when they left for their run, the second they come in, you can, like, track all of that stuff. You can report all that stuff. So there's, like, the technical aspect, quote-unquote, you know, for the runner's side. But then there's the managing of everything else. And then, you know, I mean, let's get into, like, a little bit of the craziness. There's costs involved, and there's going to be costs involved, you know, for government as well, right?
Yes.
So, you know, for our purposes, our folks from DPW, our crossing guards, Parks Department, staff over at PD, they're all going to be involved in getting this thing together. They're going to be out, you know, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning getting things set up and running it the whole day and the whole night. And that's going to be a cost, right?
Absolutely.
And there are various other costs that go into this whole process. But when all is said and done, there's some leftover. You know, so once the expenses are done, then the donations happen. And, you know, I guess just let us know a little bit about that, what that process is like.
So it's a really big deal, right?
Yeah.
What we don't want to do is, you know, to raise money, we don't want to incur costs to the county.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just incurs costs to our taxpayers, et cetera. So we run and manage the race. All the overtime, all the people that are working, are all, you know, that cost is all put onto the race. We pay all the bills. And essentially, once all the bills are paid, we have whatever's left over.
Sure. Sure.
And 100% of that goes to veteran services.
Yeah.
We also have an additional donation button in our registration platform that allows for people that maybe have no interest in actually doing the race, but they just want to donate.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's clicking that donation button is essentially carved out separate from the race expenses, and that would never go into paying any of the costs to manage the race.
Sure. Yeah.
So we have
it's a big machine.
It's 100% going to veteran services.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And the way what happens is after the race is done, the county opens up the ability for grants for veteran services. I think we had 36 or 32 grants last year from the 2023 race. And now those veteran services apply for grants. The county works to vote who gets the grants and how much they get. And then essentially they come back to Race Awesome and we take the money that's in the bank account, cut the checks, and zero.
And that decision-making process, by the way, happens at the legislature. It's all light of day. You get to see everyone who's applying for these grants. You get to see why these grants were given in the whole nine. So I think it's a great thing for anyone who wants to donate, knowing the fact that you give a donation,
that's going right
to where it needs to go. And so, I mean, I guess it's a great spot to just to pause and say, okay, well, where do you register and where do you get to that donation button?
So it's simple. You go to SuffolkCountyMarathon.com,
right,
and you can register for the race, or you can click the donate button. You can do either. If you can't make the race date but you still wanted to be involved in it, you really think our logo and T-shirts are cool, and so are our medals. You could register to do a virtual race where essentially in your own time, you can do as many miles as you want. And post-race, post-live race, we mail out everybody's swag that did the virtual race. So we make sure that anybody can be a part of the event.
Yeah. So that's SuffolkCountyMarathon.com.
That's correct.
That's where you can register for the race. That's where you can donate if you want. We'll probably mention this a few times through the show. And then, you know, as we're talking about veterans, I just want to mention a couple of ways for folks that are listening and they need veteran services, how to get in touch with the government side of this whole thing. And you say, okay, well, listen, I'm not really going to do the racing, and you know, but there's veterans in my life, and you know, we need to get some answers to some questions. We need some help, whatever. On the web, you can go to suffolkcountyny.gov/veterans. That's suffolkcountyny.gov/veterans. That'll get you some info. Or if you want to call, 631-853-VETS. That's the Hot Bog office. Or if you want to, if you're a little further out east, 631-852-1410. And again, we'll give you those details again in case you're driving, you don't have a chance to write it down. We just want to get into it. So we did mention that this year is the 10th anniversary. It's being called the Catholic Health Suffolk County Marathon. That's the full name, so that we get that all out there.
Correct. Catholic Health is really our title sponsor.
Yeah, and they've been, you know, to my understanding, very helpful throughout the whole process.
Phenomenal.
In the years past, and you know, yeah. So I guess what do you expect in terms of participants when we talk about a marathon this size and the opportunity to, like, this beautiful bridge to being able to, like, you know, take all of that, and I'm sure that's a draw unto itself. The actual, you know, the underlying cause, you know, the supporting cause for this whole thing will draw people in and whatever. But what would you expect numbers wise?
Absolutely, we've seen the race grow over the last 3-4 years, and our goal, you know, we're hoping to crest the 3,000 participants this year. That's our goal this year. So we expect to get there. It's such a unique race, you know, and for such a great cause.
Sure.
We think we'll get there.
Hey, listen, you know, we're in agreement. Obviously, we've been sponsoring all along. AME has been sponsoring all along.
Yes. Huge support and sponsor since we've been involved. So since 2020, and I'm sure it dates back many years before that you guys have been a large sponsor.
Sure. Yeah. You know, and again, we believe in the cause. Our members are working it.
And racing it too as well.
And racing it.
Yes,
yeah.
They
so
are.
Every year we sponsor racers, you know, folks put on their AME gear and they go out and they do the run. And we love to push pictures out to everybody showing, you know, when our members cross that finish line, you know, we're working it, but we believe in it and we're out there and we're doing it. You know, our membership, I say this all the time, for our listeners that are sick of hearing me say it, I'm going to say it again. They're altruistic by nature, right? It didn't take a job in government simply, you know, for, you know, one reason or the other. It wasn't the pay. It wasn't the benefits. Or, you know, like, you can find these types of packages in other lines of work. They want to help their community. They want to be involved in their community. You find a lot of volunteer firemen. You find a lot of, you know, soccer coaches. And then these folks that volunteer to either be in the race or to work a race like this to kind of make things happen. Very community-minded. Again, we're proud to sponsor. And you know, I mean, again, this has been going great. So
you touched on volunteers. Volunteers are a massive part of this race. So for the people that do want to get involved in the event, maybe not looking to support it financially or not looking to participate in the actual event, coming down and volunteering at the event is so welcome and so needed. It takes about 400 volunteers to make this race happen.
Sure.
And anybody that's looking to volunteer for the event can go to the same website, suffolkcountymarathon.com, and click on the volunteer button and sign up to volunteer.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, so many different ways to get involved. Again, just it's an opportunity, right? It's one of those, you know, for some people, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So, you know, if you're out there and you're listening and you're feeling a tug, just a curiosity, jump on the website, see what you can see. See how you can get involved. It's a good cause. It's something we believe in. And you know, I think it's worth at least, you know, 5 minutes of looking into and giving it some thought. So, but Corey, you and your wife, Stacy, founded Race Awesome back in 2014. Let's talk about, you know, why
Race Awesome.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I'd been involved in, I come from Australia and I had a swimming background. And at age 11, I got involved in the sport of triathlon. And I left Australia, I think, in maybe 2018 or 2019. I'm a chef by trade, and I started traveling, met my now wife, Stacy, and landed on Long Island. I got involved in volunteering with a race company on Long Island that led to more work. And then I made the decision that I think I could do this.
Right.
I think I could put races on and do a great job at it. And so in 2014, we started with our first race. I think it was maybe 70 people.
That's where
we started.
Yeah.
And we've grown that from three races to, I think we do 18 races now throughout the year. From small 200 person races up to 5,000 people.
Yeah.
So, we hit the ground running, and it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
But it's been phenomenal.
Hey, listen, it's a calling. Like, you either are drawn to this or you're not, right? You know, so I think it's kind of cool. Like, the world needs people doing the stuff that you're doing. And obviously you could see in the results in the Suffolk County Marathon, how it's, you know, consistently grown, and how we're bringing in these donations. You pull in these volunteers every year. We're getting, like, all of these things going, just even with this one specific race. So, you know, starting at 70...
There's also
everybody
the benefit,
starts somewhere, you know.
There's also the benefit from a health standpoint as well.
Sure.
Like, not only are we doing a great thing for our veterans, we're encouraging, you know, people to either change their lifestyle or continue on a great and healthy lifestyle. So
sure.
it has a big positive impact in many, many ways.
Yeah. And listen, so you had talked early on about, you know, having that run over the bridge, but I think the whole race, generally speaking, has got, you know, a scenic vibe to it, you know.
Oh my God.
So let's just go through the course itself, you know, what it look like.
Yeah, when you come to the race start, I love the race start because, you know, Babylon Village is shut down.
Yeah.
It's like the most amazing thing. The music's pumping. There's a lot of excitement to get the race started. The race does a loop in the village first, going around Argyle Lake.
Yep.
And you actually get to come back at mile two underneath where you started the race. So it's really cool for spectators at that point. Like, spectators can be there, be a part of the start, and it's not like, oh, they just disappeared.
Right.
Hang out for 15 minutes to half an hour, and you get to see your athlete again before they head out down Montauk Highway to Robert Moses Causeway. And then we get on what is the northbound lanes of the causeway.
Yep.
And we run south. So we actually only shut down the northbound side.
Right.
And we run back and forth on the northbound side. That's with the three lanes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing the 10K, you're turning around just before the bridge.
Right.
Again, incentive to sign up for the half marathon.
At least do the half.
You have to go over the bridge. And then if you're doing the full marathon, you're actually going to get on the bike path at Crabtree State Park and run down the Ocean Parkway along that bike path.
Very
towards,
cool.
Cedar Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Do a U-turn, come back, you go back over the bridge, and you're going to finish in Gardiner County Park. I mean, the views just along the entire way are amazing. I've seen boats out in the water, like, cheering people on, blasting music as they go over the bridge.
Right.
It's really, really unique. Yeah. And then there's that impact side to community, you know, like when you run a race in New York City and you shut down, for example, like the New York City Marathon, yes, it has a traffic impact, but the reality is the people that are in New York City, even though it's fully closed on certain roads, they can still get around so easy because public transport is underground.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that ability out on Long Island.
Right.
So we have to think about traffic impact when we are designing a course.
Sure. And specifically, I just want to jump in on this point, emergency services, right?
Absolutely. You know,
Safety has got to be part of this whole thing. You got people out there running in the whole nine. So immediately when you said, hey, listen, we're running on this one side of the bridge, you know, I know why, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The other side remains open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and when you think about it, there's only about 4 or 5 miles that really impacts community between Babylon Village and Gardiner County Park.
Sure.
And we're through the first 4 miles very early.
Right.
So it's only like an impact for roughly an hour or so.
Yeah.
Once we get on the causeway, it's not that people don't live out there, but people can still move around really easily once we're out there.
Sure.
And then the last piece, when we get back on Montauk Highway, coming off the causeway, going east toward Gardiner County Park, we only pass like 3 roads that are impacted.
Yeah.
And they have great support from the Suffolk County PD that allows them, when we have breaks in runners, to get people in and out of that community.
Yeah.
So the big thing here is we don't want to landlock people for an entire day.
Yeah.
So the course has 2 great benefits. One, it's amazing. And I mean, it really highlights how beautiful Suffolk County is. I don't think there's a more scenic run in Suffolk County than the Suffolk County Marathon.
Yeah.
And low impact. I mean, it does impact, but it is relatively low impact to our community.
But on the flip side, when you talk about there's that impact, there's another impact that's very much great for the community, and that's the economic impact. Right?
Absolutely.
These are people that are flooding into neighborhoods and spending money. And you talk, even you talk about the guys out on boats, you know, just cheering out, you know, whatever. But they're making a day of it. They're going out there and they're spending to be out there. And, you know, so it has an impact on everybody's bottom line in a way also.
It absolutely has an economic impact.
Yeah. The community, you know, being cool about a little bit of delay on the day of the race, you know, that's a huge help.
It's one day.
Yeah.
And it's not even a whole day. Do you know what I mean? It's one day.
Right.
I think the biggest challenge is like a lot of people like to get their bagels at a certain time in the morning.
Yes.
And
folks can plan ahead. And,
that's a big deal, right? Bagels are a big deal.
Yeah.
But you could just do the race and get a bagel at the finish line.
There you go.
So, If you're that desperate for getting to the bagel, come down and do the race. We'll give you a bagel at the end.
Yeah. So I had mentioned that we have some folks that are going to be working throughout this whole process. But one of the groups I want to highlight is our crossing guards, and you know they get involved and they help out here. And so, you know, let's talk about a little bit of their impact. I mean, they're obviously probably not crossing the runners, but they're
holding traffic for us. It's a very big deal, that piece between Babylon Village and getting on the Robert Moses Causeway. We have a lot of community that lives south of Montauk Highway along there, a lot of cross streets. And there's a certain point where you cannot move. We cannot get you across the road.
Right.
You know. But as that run thins out over the course of that hour, we can start to move people. And that is really done with the support of those crossing guards.
Sure. Yeah. And listen, you know, I get to hear from the folks that get involved. It seems to be a great day for them. Like they're energized by the energy of the race.
Especially so when we have good weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We want good weather.
Yes, we do.
So just real quick again. So the underlying cause here the cause that we're supporting with this race is the veterans. So I want to remind folks out there, if they need help from from Suffolk County government for veteran services, on the web, you can go to suffolkcountyny.gov/veterans. If you want to call, it's 631-853-VETS. And if you're living a little further out east, the Riverhead office is 631-852-1410. And if you want to get involved in the marathon, you can get involved by being a racer. You can get involved on, you know, shorter runs, longer runs. You want to do at least a half marathon because you want to get that bridge experience. But if you want to get involved as a runner, you want to get involved as a volunteer, you just want to donate towards the cause to make sure that 100% of your donation goes to veteran services in Suffolk County, go to suffolkcountymarathon.com and you'll find all the relevant information to sign up for whatever it is you want to do. Again, before we wrap, what advice would you give somebody that's going to be running in this marathon for the first time? What are like common, you know, mistakes for runners or whatever, like, you know, it's general running advice? I mean, you got all this experience and you've been around for all these races.
Yeah. So I would highly advise people, you know, be careful not to overtrain. I mean, obviously you don't want to undertrain either, but you don't want to overtrain and destroy your day. Make sure you take some time to taper the week before the race, relax. The biggest pro tip for race day and the stress of race day is arrive early. You know, you arrive early, it makes your day so much easier. Arrive early, come and be positive. I like to always tell people when they come to any of our races, there's a lot you can't control on race day. You know, we can't control the weather. We can't control the outcome of your race.
Right.
The one thing you can control is your attitude.
Yeah.
You know, you come there and you come with a smile, it totally changes your race day, yeah. You know. And so come, be positive, be happy. Make sure as you run down that road, I like to refer to it as the power of one.
Yeah.
And you're an athlete. You run down that road, you see those crossing guards, you see the PD, et cetera.
Yeah.
As you go past, say thank you.
Yeah.
Because those people are out there doing this for you.
Yeah.
And if you've got 3,000 runners going past, and many times you're passing those PD and traffic people twice.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. If everybody just says thank you as you go past those people, you will absolutely make those people's day.
Yeah.
That are standing out there, especially
yeah.
if it's a rough day weather-wise. So come early, be prepared, and control your attitude.
Yeah, a positive mindset with anything, I think, is a great way to approach just any situation, any day for a race like this, especially when you're going to be pulling on your own endurance. That positive mindset is going to give you maybe more energy than what you ate the day before. You know?
Yeah, if you go to our Race Awesome website, RaceAwesome.com. You'll see a whole piece we have there on happiness. And my motto is happy people make happy things happen. You know, so miserable people, they'll always be miserable.
Yeah.
So turn your frown upside down.
Right.
It takes a lot less effort to smile than it does to frown.
Yeah.
Come with that positive attitude and you're going to have an amazing day.
Yeah. And listen, putting that energy back in the world, like you said, saying thank you to the folks as you're running by, the people that are working that race, you know, it doesn't seem like a lot, but it means a lot. I get that feedback. A little bit of thank you, you know, folks tend to treat the people who are working in government as if they are, you know, the elected official. They're what's wrong with government, you know. Oh, I saw, you know, so you're dealing with somebody on the county level and you're mad about something on the federal level and the one thing has nothing to do with the other. And, you know, again, like I said, people that get involved in government, day-to-day workers in government are there just to help their community. That's what they care about. Someone saying thank you, I mean, that'll carry them for months.
Can you imagine standing on the street corner and I don't want to say in the rain, but imagine standing on the
Even
street
that.
Corner
yeah, yeah.
in the rain
yeah.
for these athletes. If you got told thank you 3,000 times
oh my Lord.
In an hour,
yeah.
imagine how that makes you feel.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a really, really important thing. The runner has that power of one. And
sure.
that power of one is extremely powerful
yeah.
when everybody acts on it.
You think about it, you know, it's a simple act of like, you know, someone holding the door for you, you know, that may just put a little spring in your step and it's going to affect everyone else you see that day.
100%.
It takes effort to put negative energy in the world. It takes effort to put positive energy in the world. One of them produces a good result,
yes,
you know. So just one last time before we go, I want to remind everybody, if you want to get involved in this marathon, if you want to be a runner, if you want to make a donation, 100% go towards these veteran services. Or if you want to volunteer in any way to help at this race, you go to SuffolkCountyMarathon.com. That's SuffolkCountyMarathon.com. All the information is there. You can decide how you want to sign up, how you want to get involved. I encourage everybody listening, just give it a look. If you've got an interest, a curiosity, just give it a look. I think you're going to be surprised. And you know, you may end up having a life-changing experience, you know, getting out there and getting over that bridge. You know, somebody for the first time, you know, they get that bug. And it kind of changes them. So give it a look. Give it some thought. And my guest this morning was Corey Roberts from Race Awesome. He's the director for the Suffolk County Marathon. Corey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. We look forward to seeing everybody out there.
Awesome. And to our listeners, we'll speak to you next week.